Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I gave you a little extra time to enjoy my music today. And once again, that is When She Smiles. This is the Fly Girl Show, and I am your host, Casey Grant. And we are going to have another fantastic show today. We are wrapping up Women's History Month, and I thought it was apropos to have one of my heroes come on and talk about her great aunt, who is Betsy Coleman, who, giving you a little up-to-date on who Betsy Coleman is, she was the first African-American woman to earn her pilot's license. And I have her great niece on today, who is going to give us some insight about her aunt, and we're going to learn some other interesting things about Gigi and some of the fantastic things that she's doing to help keep her great aunt's legacy alive. So once again, I am Casey Grant. This is the Fly Girl Show, and I hope that you are continuing to follow me and to tune in to some of the wonderful, wonderful other interviews I have. And with that, I think we're just going to move right along and get this exciting show started. So good morning, Gigi. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Ms. Casey Grant.
Well, it is an honor. It is such an honor to have you on today. And we're going to just kind of jump from A to Z. And one of the things, I have an article here about Betsy Coleman, who was born in 1892 and passed in 1926, is my information. And I'm just going to read a little bit just to give the audience a little headline or intro into Betsy. And it says here, Betsy Coleman soared across the sky as the first African-American and the first Native American woman pilot. Known for performing flying tricks, Coleman's nickname was Brave Betsy, or Queen Bess, and the only race aviatrix in the world. Her goal was to encourage women and African Americans to reach their dreams. Unfortunately, her life was cut short before she was able to accomplish all the different accomplishments that she wanted to. But that is a little intro on Betsy Coleman. But now my friend Gigi Coleman is here from Chicago. And give me a little introduction. Give my audience an introduction on you, Gigi.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, afternoon. My name is Gigi Coleman, and I am the great niece of Betsy Coleman. My mother's name was Marion Coleman, and she was instrumental in getting the postage stamp for Aunt Betsy in 1995. My grandmother was Georgia Coleman, and she was Aunt Betsy's sister. My grandmother was the 13th child, and Aunt Betsy was the 10th. They had my great-grandmother was Susan Coleman, and she had 13 children. And basically, to keep Aunt Betsy's legacy alive, go out, and I dress in character, and I tell her remarkable story. It's a one-woman show, and like I say, I dress in character, and I do a stage production. Betsy Coleman is still a hidden figure because people still don't know who Betsy Coleman was and what her accomplishments were in the field of aviation. So I try to inform and educate young and old about this remarkable, wonderful woman. that her main thing was not to take no for an answer. And that's what she didn't do.
And that's what she didn't do. I did some research and was very amazed to read the information here in Chicago. And in my book, you know, I have her honored in the Stars in the Sky. But she started off, if all my facts are correct, as a manicurist here in Chicago. And she had applied to schools to learn how to fly and wasn't accepted because at that point they weren't allowing Negroes, as they called them, to attend these flying schools. So Ebony and a banker financed her trip to Paris, where I think is so astonishing because here she did not speak French, and she goes way across the big pond and goes to Paris to attend school to apply or to receive her pilot's license, which was a great undertaking because you don't speak French, and then you have to read it, and then you have to take an exam. That is a wonderful accomplishment. And she was a manicurist in Chicago, correct?
Yes, she was. When she left Wachahatchee, she came and moved to Chicago, and she stayed with her brother, Walter and Johnny. And she was determined to get her job, so she went to Madam Walker School of Beauty Culture, learned how to do nails, and then she got a job at the White Sox Barbershop, which was on the street called the Straw, which lived and worked. And around the 1920s, that's when African Americans came from the South to Chicago. And they came around 43rd, 47th, and Lake Park, Indiana, in that area. And also around that time, we did have black millionaires, and one of them, his name was Jesse Bingham. And he was just like her brother Walter, started off as a Pullman Porter, then he went into real estate and ended up owning his own bank called the Jesse Bingham Bank. But the person who helped her was Mr. Robert Abbott, who was the editor-in-chief of the Chicago Defender newspaper, which was the only black newspaper that we had. And he was her mentor, and he always encouraged her, you know, Bessie, you can do whatever you want. And she was that type of person. She, you know, opened up a little chili parlor on the South Side, made the best chili. And she was a little entrepreneur before her time. And she, you know, went on to Paris, and she received her international pilot license, which was renowned throughout the whole entire world from the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. So it is just amazing the things that she did. And I'm very proud to be related to this woman, and I'm very proud to tell her story. And I'm proud other people are telling her story and letting people know, you know, because she received her pilot license 2 years before Amelia Earhart. But like I said, Bessie's another hidden figure, and she wasn't in the history books. So we've come a long way. I'm just so proud that she got her she was recognized in Dayton, Ohio, at the museum in 2006, and she was inducted to the National Aviation Hall of Fame there. But
that's the interesting part of all of that, that I didn't know about the chili stand, and that's quite interesting. But for her to come back from France, for the audience, a little tidbit, coming back and becoming a star in America flying, doing the barnstorming, the flips and all those type of things that people we knew about and we saw planes, but we never knew about a black woman performed like that. And she was known for her, what is it, was the loop-de-loop and the figure eight?
Yeah, her figure eight and her tail spins. You know, the more daring the act was, the more she wanted to do it. And her mother, Miss Susan Coleman, thought she was crazy. And my grandmother, she really thought she was loony because Granny, she told, Granny had said that she was going to go ahead and do a parachute jump. But then she thought about it. See, ain't no way I'm getting up there in that airplane.
Well, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing that you're absolutely right for us not to know. And I was a flight attendant for 35 years, and I never knew about Bessie Coleman. I had seen the sign at the airport, you know, going towards O'Hare, the Bessie Coleman Road, but I didn't know who Bessie Coleman was.
I know. Like when I go out to these various air and space museums, a lot of people don't know who Bessie Coleman was, and I'm so surprised. But, you know, it's just a blessing that I'm able to travel and tell her story. So far I've been out to the museum of the Air and Space Museum in Cleveland, the Women's International. I've been to Dayton, Ohio, to the Wright-Patterson. I just came back from the Wings Over the Rockies in Denver, and I flew to Seattle, Washington, to the Museum of Flight. And I went to the Evergreen in Portland, Oregon, telling her story. And it's just amazing to see the people's faces. They cannot believe that this little beautiful black woman was doing these things, that she was flying airplanes. And she was flying, you know, the war planes, the little the biplanes, the little Jennies, the Type 82 aircrafts and things of that nature back in those days. And planes back then were just made of nylon rope and wood. You know, it's nothing like the 747s and the things that we fly now.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
But to have a dream, see, you know, that's the thing that always is amazing to me, is like in 1920, well, she passed in 26, but in the 20s, for her to even to dream about it. I know she was inspired by the Tuskegee Airmen, and that, you know, gave her more inspiration as to she wanted to fly. But even for me in 1970, when I wanted to fly, become a stewardess, and they weren't hiring blacks, it just seemed like such an impossible dream. But to think of getting in a cockpit and actually flying your own airplane, what an astonishing woman.
It really was. You know, like I said, when I go out and I tell her story, I'm like, you know, this little black woman, she inspired all of us. And it's a woman. It took a black woman to inspire the men. Because she inspired Jay Powell, who started the Aerial Club out of Los Angeles, California. She inspired the Tuskegee Airmen, John Robinson, Cornelius Coffey, Thomas Allen, James Thomas Hurd, Thomas Allen. She inspired all of them. You know, Willa Brown, which was a wonderful woman. She received her commercial pilot license, and it was just so many other people that she has inspired. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. It absolutely is. And as I said to the audience, I'm probably going to kind of jump. But you are going around and enlightening the whole world about your art. Now, did your mother do any of these things before you took up the baton? Did your mother, was she instrumental in spreading the word about Bessie?
Yes, my mother and Vera Jean Ramsey, my other cousin, and Elois Patterson. Elois Patterson, she wrote the first book. That was my auntie. She wrote the first book about Bessie Coleman. And then from there, my mother kind of took over, you know. She was a little younger than Aunt Elois. And so when she passed, my mom took over. She petitioned a postage stamp in 1995 in her honor. And also she would do essay contests at her church. She went to St. Clair's and St. Cyril's Parish. She worked with Dr. Margaret Burroughs at the DeSable Museum, where they helped her, you know, just get the word out about Bessie Coleman.
Yeah, and you described it well. It's more hidden figure information, black aviation history that we need to know and to be proud of, because, we, you know, when you were learning about aviation, we are taught about the Wright brothers. We're never taught, or Amelia, of course, Earhart, of course, but never any black pioneer heroes. And I'm so happy for you to continue to go around the country and to lecture people about Bessie, because she needs to be known and acknowledged, and to never ever be forgotten of her accomplishments. And I love it when you said she never would take no for an answer. If you live by that motto, you'd be really surprised as to how much you can accomplish.
Oh, yes. You know, when I was growing up, in, you know, here in Chicago and stuff with my mother, you know, I remember people like Sandra Campbell. She was telling Aunt Bessie's story. at the graveside, Mr. Rufus Hunt, he would kept the legacy going, flying over her grave like they would do in the 1977, the women's organization at Gary Airport. So it's just amazing that I'm trying to keep the legacy going, and I just hope that my sons, John and Gerard Cooper, keep the family legacy going as well, and other relatives of Bessie Coleman, because it's so important. Because like I tell my aviation students, you have to know your history before you know where you're going. And if you don't know your history, you know where you're going.
Well, let me clarify something for the audience. Number one, you were speaking of the flyover. Now, the flyover, tell us about who that is, because it's April the 22nd, I believe it is, this year. And can you give my audience a little insight, because they may want to come out and attend, because it is tribute to Bessie Coleman.
Okay.
So tell us who's giving it and where it's located.
Okay. April 27 is when they normally honor Aunt Bessie. The mayor proclaimed Bessie Coleman Day in the city of Chicago, and we have a proclamation. And the Dodo chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen, they fly over her grave with the leadership. It used to be of Mr. Rufus Hunt, and now it's Sandra Campbell and other dignitaries like Tyrone Haymore and Ken Repeer and the Lincoln Cemetery people out there. And what they do a lineup in a formation of pilots, and then we do a balloon launch when they get close to Bessie Coleman's grave. One plane comes out of the formation, and he tips his wing at Bessie's grave. Now, it used to be a time when I was little that they would drop flowers and that Mr. Hunt would be in the airplane then. Since then, he's retired. And then I would run when I was little and go get the flowers and put them on the grave, and my cousins and I. And people would come out, and it was just an honor, respect, and her legacy. And also Mr. Derek Henry, who's part of my aviation program, he would always be there taking videos of the whole production.
Oh, my. Well, is there any place that people can go and look at these videos? Do you know?
You know what? I do not know. I would have to really speak with them to see where. But they can always contact, I guess, the Tuskegee Airmen and Ken Repeer at the Dodo chapter if they would like to see more videos of that, because they should have an archive of that.
Perfect. And so what time does that start? I'm going to post this information on my website for any of those, my audience that you're listening to, because I've been out to the event twice, and I plan to attend this year. And it is really a wonderful tribute, and I'm glad that that legacy is continuing. So we've got that. I'm going to put that on the website to give more information. That's coming up in April, and I believe it's, you said it's Lincoln Cemetery. And I believe it's going to be. I'm sorry?
It's in Lincoln Cemetery in Austin, Illinois.
Okay, great. And I believe it's on the 27th again this year, as you said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. All right, then I will give more information on my website about that for those that may be interested. Now tell us about the Bessie Coleman All-Stars. This is something that you created, right?
Yes, I did. I'm so excited about our program. Basically, we work with disadvantaged youth to think about careers in aviation through STEM, science, technology, and engineering. And we try to promote them to learn how to operate a flight simulator, actually get up in the plane and fly planes, about various careers that they can go into. In aviation, we also are doing drone certification where they're learning how to fly drones and get certified to maybe work at some of these corporations. So I'm really excited because some of these students have never even been to an airport, or some of these students have never been off the block. So for them to get up in the plane and see what's going on, then we have wonderful guest speakers like yourself. Miss Casey Brand and Mr. Derrick Henry, Air Traffic Control, Captain Washington from Exelon, Captain Vargas from American Airlines, First Officer, Captain Stan Raspberry from Southwest, and they come out and they tell the students about the various careers that they can go into and what it took for them and what obstacles they had to go through to get to where they're going. We also have Peter from B. Coleman. He's a corporate pilot. He works for Mr. Higginbotham there at the B. Coleman. And he talks to the students about the various careers and things that they can go into as well. And the people that he has met as a corporate pilot, like he's flown Beyonce and Jay-Z, and it's just so exciting. And to just let them see all the careers. I have one girl, she wants to be an air marshal by being in this program. She already was interested in security and criminal justice, so now she wants to do that. I had a student, she got a $36,000 scholarship to Emory Riddle, which is the second largest, well, which is the largest aeronautic school in the world. And she got a full scholarship to SIU and Lewis University.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's a blessing. You know, before she wanted to be a pilot, but now she wants to be. And then we have Maya Coley. She went to Tuskegee next and got accepted after being in our program, and now she has her private pilot license.
Oh,
so
my, that's so encouraging. I love it because that's going into aviation seems to be a career that people are not steered to go into. We don't gear them up or pique their interest in aviation the way that we should, and I don't understand why, so I'm really, really pleased that you are promoting aviation, the STEM program, and all these different types, because you can be a doctor, you can be a nurse, you can be in marketing. There's so many fields in aviation that you just don't have to settle to just be a pilot or a flight attendant.
You know, right. You know, you could be air marshal, but it's just so many areas that you can go.
Yeah, air traffic control.
And they make very good money. They start off at, you know, they may start off at 60 or 80,000, and before their career is over, they're, you know, they're making six figures. So
exactly.
And
well,
the
switchboard. Let me interject something. I'm gonna bring in a caller because the switchboard is all lit up. I'm glad that people are tuning in today and listening to this wonderful interview, but we have a caller. So let me bring the caller in and ask, because I'm sure they want to talk to you, Gigi, and maybe ask a question. So allow me just for a second to bring this caller in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Hello there, and welcome to the Fly Girl Show.
Hello. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. So you see, or you're listening to my interview with Gigi Coleman.
Yes, I am.
Is there a question that you would like? Would you like to ask Ms. Coleman a question?
Yes, I would. I would like to ask her, what was the determining factor? What inspired her to take on this one-woman show about Bessie Coleman?
Well,
my
husband, David Quinn, encouraged me, and because he was telling me that, Gigi, a lot of people might be performing Bessie. But the thing is, you are the real McCoy. I said, what do you mean the real McCoy? He said, you are a living relative. You grew up with your grandmother and your mother, and you have stories to tell that no one else can tell. You know, people can tell her story, but by you being a living relative, you can give them the inside scoop. And plus, people want to see a living relative. This is history in the making. And so I said, okay. And so that's when I developed my script, and I remembered some of the things my mother taught me, and I just decided to do this one-woman show. And thank you so much. I think this is our secretary of our aviation program, Miss Gloria Blaylock, calling in, and I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Okay, now that is a very interesting point, and I'm glad that the caller called in to ask that question because it did take some inspiration, because I'm sure you just thought those, well, you internalized all the wonderful stories and you probably just didn't think anyone would be interested. But your husband was so correct, and I'm glad that he encouraged you to step out and to keep her legacy alive, because I was excited when I met you to think that I was talking to blood of Betsy Coleman. And so I can imagine how everyone else in the world feels when they get to see you and meet you and hear these stories that are stories that nobody else could have but you. So I'm glad for David encouraging you to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms.
Okay. I've gone off and put her on hold, and we'll get to another caller in a moment. But so we want to continue with the All-Stars. You have a fundraiser coming up, and that's coming up next month. I want you to give us a little insight about what's happening, where people can purchase tickets, and what they are supporting. What are the funds going towards?
Okay, well, thank you so much. Yes, we're having our first annual fundraiser for the Betsy Coleman Aviation All-Star, and this is the event that you do not want to miss. It's
going
to be
I'm not going to miss it. I will be there.
Yes, it's going to be at the B. Coleman Aviation, which is a B.O. ever built and named after a black woman. It's a hangar at Gary Airport. And the location is 5701 Industrial Highway at Gary Airport. And the time is from 3 to 6. And the funds are to help our students, not just because I tell our students we cannot learn aviation in the classroom. You have to go out and feel it and see it and experience it. So to go out to these various locations like Midway, O'Hare, Exelon, FedEx, different places that we go, we have to get a bus. And buses are so expensive. It's like $250 just to go to Midway from where we're located at Gwendolyn or wherever we're traveling from. And it's just expensive. And then, you know, I try to, some of the kids, you know, we purchase little, you know, McDonald's. We may stop and get them a little snack or something to eat. Then we have aviation equipment that we have to purchase and everything. So everything is so – and aviation is very expensive. You know, we have to buy drones and flight simulators, drone simulators, so they actually know exactly what they're learning, when they learn it, how they're applying what they learned. And it's just expensive. And so we need help. And so that's why we're having this fundraiser. And our MC is going to be a wonderful, wonderful woman who I love so much with all my heart. And her name is Dr. Sheila Chamberlain. And she's the first African-American female combat pilot, helicopter pilot, intelligent for the Army. She had over 13 passports. She was a heavy-duty mama. And
oh,
she is a wonderful person, and for her to come out and spend her time with me and my students and help support me, I can't even express the words and how much it means to me and my mother and my family. God is so good. And then
now, she was friends with your mother. Dr. Chamberlain was a friend of your mother, so you've known her a long time, and she is a very impressive woman, a great accomplishment, and I am going to have her on the show. So for my audience, please stay tuned for that, Dr. Sheila Chamberlain. And we will be interviewing her and getting into her outstanding accomplishments, and her, you know, her life is just so, it's so interesting. So I'm looking forward to meeting her too, Gigi, and hearing her speak, and for the whole fundraiser. I'm just so proud of you that you've pulled this off, and I will be, you know, for my audience, please, please read all the information on my website and go online and purchase your ticket. And whether you can attend or not, please just support the All-Stars, because this is such a wonderful organization, Gigi, that you've created. And how long has it been in existence?
Since 2013, we did an RFP for After School Matters, and we were awarded. We were the number one program on the south side of Chicago. We got recognized. I mean,
okay.
It's a lot of programs out here, and it's other aviation programs, which are wonderful. And I tell you, we need more aviation programs because our kids need to know about this, and they need to know about these careers because we have so many programs teaching kids how to dance and act and sew and knit and... But we need programs out here like this that's going to help these young people be what we need them to be because we are the baby boomers and we are leaving and retiring in these fields and aviation, and we need African-American people to get in place in these jobs and make this money and be able to support themselves, their families, and inspire their neighborhoods. And make something of themselves. I mean,
there's nothing wrong
with being a dancer, a rapper, a DJ. There's nothing wrong with any of these careers. But why not try to see what else is out here? And if you don't know, you don't know. But that's why we're here.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love it. Preach, sister, preach. Because that is exactly right. Aviation is just a career that people do not concentrate on. And I'm so happy you come from A to Z on picking up the baton and carrying on the legacy of Betsy Coleman in aviation. So I can see it's in your blood. So it's something that has just continued. But they do need to know, and it is a good paying job, and it's nothing like seeing the world. You cannot imagine the education just by meeting different people and learning different customs. It's just a wonderful enrichment to life. And I'm so happy that your All-Star organization has been successful and will continue to be successful. And I know you're working very hard to see that that's going to be done. And once again, give us the date of when the event is.
Okay, it's April 13th from 3 to 6. One of our keynote speakers is Captain Lou Freeman, and he's the Southwest's first African-American pilot and the first black chief pilot at any major U.S. carrier. Maybe you can explain to the audience what is a chief pilot.
Are you going to explain?
No, I was going to let you tell them.
You want me to tell them? Well, I don't know if I really have the correct definition, but let me just say this. It's a great accomplishment to be in charge of all the pilots, their goings and their comings and the flights and all the operations of the airlines. So for him to have accomplished that, he's the head man in charge. So without him giving any real details on anything, he's the most important person for the pilots. They have to report to him.
Yes. So I'm such an honor that he's willing to come and talk to the people that come out to basically hear him, see what we're doing. We're going to have food, prizes, music, giveaways, a lot of networking, and a great deal of testimonies from our aviation all-stars. So if people would love to come or donate, you can go on our website, which is the Betsy Coleman Aviation All-Stars.org, and you can purchase tickets. We have sponsorship levels, $100 is silver. That gives you one ticket and admission, and $250 is gold. That gives you two tickets and admission, and $500 is platinum, and that gives you three tickets with admission. Or you can just pay $50 to come on and have a good time and meet these wonderful, outstanding speakers like Captain Washington, who was the chief pilot for Exelon, Derek Gaines, who was the air traffic controller, supervisor at Aurora Terminal, and the first officer, Captain Antonio Vegas, with American Airlines. So I'm just so excited and to meet these aviation all-stars who will be our future aviators.
Oh, you know what? I can't wait. I'm so excited, and I'm telling as many people. It's on my Facebook page. It's I will be sending out different information to all the people that I'm in contact with, all the black organizations, the aviation organizations. So I'm doing my part in trying to just make people aware of this event and the All-Star organization, because I've been out there, and as you said, I do come out and try to support you and speak to your students, which is such a thrill for me to be able to tell them about my life as, you know, being among the first African-American flight attendant for a major airline, and just the experience, and to see their little faces just light up, because as you said before, Gigi, if you don't know, you just don't know. So we have to pour all these different interesting facts into their brain so that they can have the knowledge to make decisions as to what they may want to do or where they may want to go. But for the accomplishments that we should acknowledge, because everybody wants to acknowledge, as you say, there's nothing wrong with dancing, and there's nothing wrong with being a sports person. It's nothing wrong with that. But there's so many other important jobs that are rewarding in life to be investigated. And I love that you are going to carry on Bessie Coleman's legacy. And the energy that you have is just contagious. So if you happen to come to Gigi's fundraiser, you must take time to introduce yourself to her, and I'm speaking to my audience now. Please step up and meet her, because she is just a dynamic young lady doing wonderful, fabulous things in her life and in aviation, and just to keep the legacy of Bessie Coleman going, which is so important. And I really appreciate you, Gigi, just being friends with you and all the fun times and the struggles and the things that we've laughed and talked about and shed tears together. So we have developed a friendship over all these years, and I really am looking forward to coming out and supporting you.
I really appreciate Mr. Derek Henry, who's our teacher, instructor, aviator, with the drones. He's helping his kids get their certification. And I also want to give a shout out to Mr. William Cummins, who's our instructor, who's been with me through thick and thin since 2013. And he's a dynamic teacher, and the kids just love him. And they're learning so much about aerodynamics, parts of the airplane, what makes airplanes go up. And it's just a wonderful thing to see them working on the flight simulators.
Now, how do the kids get the information to become involved in this? What are the qualifications for this?
Well, we're part of the After School Matters program as well, so they can go online and put in After School Matters, and our program will populate up, or they can go on the web and look us up, and they can just enroll. They have to be the age between the ages of 13, I mean, between the ages, yeah, of 13 and up, 13 and
okay.
up. But we work with Operation Push over the summer. They have a STEM program, and hopefully this summer we're going to be working with Holy Angels Catholic Church and St. Calabanus, doing an enrichment program for them, helping the students with aviation.
Okay.
So I'd love to, you know, expand our program. We have other teachers coming in. We have Mr. Gordon Ward, who's helping us now. He's one of our instructors as well, and he has 33 years as a helicopter pilot. So he's teaching the kids now about helicopter flying. So we're trying to cover all aspects. And as far as history, that's my baby. I do the history. And we have the students, we haven't did it this semester, but the students actually become Mae Jameson, Willa Brown, Janet Hartman, Cornelius Coffee. They dress in character, and they emulate, and they tell why these people have inspired them. But in order to do that, they have to know the history. So
exactly.
That's what we do.
And you threw out some names for the audience. If you don't know who Mae Jameson is, if you don't know, did you say Willa Brown? And I can't remember who.
Willa Brown, Janet Hartman, you know, Mae Jameson, you know, she's the first African-American pilot. to go up in space.
Astronaut. Mm-hmm.
She took Bessie Coleman's picture up with her when she went up to space, she told my mother, because Aunt Bessie inspired her.
I did not know that. That is a fantastic, I did not know that tidbit of knowledge. That's gives me chills. So Betsy is still soaring, right?
Yeah, she's still soaring. In space.
she's soaring above the clouds. She was among the clouds, and now she is above the clouds. I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to end the show, which has been so informative, and I hope my audience has enjoyed it, and I'm sure I'm going to get some positive feedback. But let's just kind of recap. Is there anybody else that you would like to do a shout-out for or any other programs or any other information? One of the things that I'm going to throw out to you to remind or to give people more insight is the movies, the documentary that you went to Paris for. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm in a movie. I'm in two movies. One, the movie that they did from Paris. They flew in. They interviewed me here at the house, and they took pictures of my aviation students. And it's a documentary, and it's in French. And it also is dubbed in English. It's on our website, and you can see it there. And then Karen Parsons, she did an animated movie about Bessie Coleman, and I'm in that movie, and that was filmed in New York and on the Intrepid Museum there. And it's a wonderful story. It's called Fly Bessie Fly.
And, Fly Bessie Fly. And they can go on the internet and see that, right?
Well, you can go on BlackBerry and purchase the video from Karen Parsons' website.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's wonderful information. I hope everyone wrote that down, because that is really interesting news. And so, you know, it seems like it's really starting to catch on, and people are really realizing the importance of this history. So I'm glad that I'm around to see it, because I remember when I found out that Bessie was buried in Chicago, in the cemetery, Lincoln Cemetery. And I looked at the picture, and I said, one day I'm going to go out there and take my picture with her. And God is good, and I did, because I went out there for the flyover, which I didn't even know anything about for many, many years. So I definitely am feeling the ghost of Bessie Coleman and the spirit of her as far as aviation, because aviation is just such a very interesting field. And as you say, hidden figures or hidden, I call them black pioneers in aviation that we need to know.
Yes. And I just want to say, I think my husband did a wonderful job, David Quinn, on our website. If you need a website done, you know, feel free to get information.
Okay.
So I just want to say
thank
you. There's
all kind of talent in your family.
Huh?
You have all types of talent in your family.
Yes, we do. You know us African-Americans, we have to do it all.
We have to do it all, and we do it quite well.
Yes.
And nobody can tell us. And nobody can tell us no, right?
That's right, Miss Casey. Look at you. What you accomplished as first African-American flight attendant for a major airline, Delta Airlines.
That's right. Well, I tell you, I'm enjoying it. Life is good. God is good. And, you know, meeting interesting people and continuing the story. And I'll be with you whatever you need. So I think that if you have any other information before we close, I think I'm going to close this interview. I think we've given my audience some wonderful information and invitations to investigate and to go on the internet and pull information up about Bessie and to see the movies that you just spoke about. And please, audience, to go on and donate. If you can't make it, at least donate, even if it's $25. You know, every bit of amount of money will help and go to a good cause. So, Gigi, give us one more time, slowly, the information about your fundraiser and how my audience can go about purchasing a ticket or just donating if they're not going to be able to come. So just give that information to my audience one more time, please.
Yeah, okay. The date of the affair is April 13th at the B. Coleman Aviation at Gary Airport. Time is from 3 to 6. Donations are $50, and you can pay online or you can donate whatever you would like. And this donation will be tax deductible because we're a 501c3. A name of the website is Bessie Coleman Aviation AllStars.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Gigi, for taking time out to be on my show today. I really appreciate it. And we're ending the month with one of my she heroes, which is definitely Gigi Coleman. And if people don't understand what the importance of Women's Month, please, we try to acknowledge women in who have done outstanding accomplishments. And so it was an honor to have you on the show today, Gigi. And for those who have tuned in today and have enjoyed the show, I would love and encourage you to go on the internet and continue to follow the Fly Girl Show. I would encourage you to also follow Gigi because of her wonderful accomplishments with the All Stars. And I think that we are going to continue to soar. Betsy is continuing to soar above and beyond. So with that, Gigi, thank you so much for coming, and I'm going to let you sign off.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Gigi. Bye. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Casey Grant, and I am the host of the Fly Girl Show. I'm supposed to be on every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. I will take the opportunity to interview anyone at any time, so just always go on my website and just see what's the new show or what shows are coming up, because I really try to bring interesting people, interesting topics whenever I have the opportunity. So I am Casey Grant, and I am the host of the Fly Girl Show. And please stay tuned for another interesting interview with someone you should know and something you should know. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you later. Thank you. Once again, Casey Grant, and this is the Fly Girl Show. Have a great day.